AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Las Vegas say one person is dead, at least five others injured. They were stabbed today along the Vegas Strip. A suspect in Las Vegas is in custody. Stocks are lower at the close on Wall Street. Momentum seems to be gone from gains earlier this week. The outlook wasn't helped by statements from International Monetary Fund Director Kristalina Georgieva about the outlook for the economy.
Darker than we would have loved it to be.
Speaking in Washington, Georgieva says things are more likely to get worse before they get better. The next hearing for the House committee investigating the Capitol riot will be held tomorrow. President Biden is taking a dramatic step toward decriminalizing marijuana. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president is pardoning thousands of Americans convicted of simple possession of marijuana and is calling on governors to follow suit for state offenses. In a written statement, the president says nobody should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana. He says there are thousands who have prior federal marijuana possession convictions who, as a result, may be denied jobs, housing, or other things. He says the pardons will help relieve the collateral consequences. He's ordering administration officials to review how marijuana is scheduled under federal law. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker remains defiant after successive reports alleging he encouraged and paid for a woman's 2009 abortion and later fathered a child with her.
They're desperate to make this race about my family because they know they don't want to talk about Joe Biden and Raphael Warnock, what they've done to Georgia families.
Walker says Democrats are desperate to hold on to Raphael Warnock's Senate seat. Lawyers for Elon Musk say Twitter won't accept Musk's renewed $44 billion bid for the company and is asking a Delaware court to halt an upcoming trial. This is AP News. Looking for a job? Amazon is looking for help.
Amazon will hire 150,000 full-time, part-time, and seasonal employees across its warehouses ahead of the holiday season. The e-commerce giant is taking a less conservative approach to its holiday planning than Walmart, which said last month it would hire 40,000 U.S. workers for the holidays compared to 150,000 last year. Amazon is looking for the same number of seasonal employees as last year. Its other competitors, UPS and Target, have said their holiday hiring plans will also remain in line with the prior year. I'm Norman Hall.
Calvin Bautista from New York City is facing a charge of smuggling three Burmese pythons in his pants at a U.S.-Canadian border crossing. Importation of Burmese pythons is regulated by an international treaty and by federal regulators, listing them as injurious to human beings. Bautista could face up to 20 years in prison. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.